The Sheboygan Press reports the Kohler Corporation's plan to build a 250-acre golf course on company land just north of Kohler Andre State Park drew plenty of opposition at a public hearing in the town of Wilson. Should the town still grant a conditional use permit for the course, the state DNR would have to make some decisions. For one thing, a citizens group wants the DNR to say no to a wetlands permit for the course. Also, Kohler wants a 4-acre easement in the northwest corner of the state park for a road to company property. DNR Lands Administrator Kurt Thiede says easements have been granted in other instances.
Whether it's utility easements or occasionally access easements across our trails.
The DNR would also have to informally decide something conservationists debate nationally. What sort of development just outside a state park would still allow park goers to feel like they're getting away from it all? DNR Parks Director Dan Schuler says most people who use Kohler Andre would be far from the golf course.
Most of our intensive recreation use is south of anywhere in the vicinity of this proposal. Each use by any development that may be approved will not be impacted at all. The campground is quite a bit farther south.
Still, if the town of Wilson agrees to the golf course, the upcoming DNR review process would perhaps be a literal test of Scott Walker's 2010 campaign promise on the environment, to leave a campsite cleaner than he found it. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.